This is the PoetryFoundation.org podcast for the week of April 9th, 2007. I'm Curtis Fox. This week, poetry and sax. You thought I said sax, didn't you? Well, I didn't. I said sax, as in saxophone. Yet, there is something sexy about the sax. Billy Collins says as much.
There is something nocturnal about the sound, something literally horny.
On this program, after we listen to Billy Collins reading his poem, The Invention of the Saxophone, we're going to hear a setting of it by composer Pierre Jalbert. The Invention of the Saxophone, the poem, riffs on the worldly, sensual sound of the instrument. It begins by mentioning that household name, Saxo Grammaticus.
He was a 13th century Danish historian, so don't feel too bad if the name Saxo Grammaticus doesn't ring any bells. But I refer to him only in passing.
Here's Billy Collins reading The Invention of the Saxophone.
It was Adolf Sax, remember, not Saxo Grammaticus, who gets the ovation. And by the time he had brought all the components together, the serpentine shape, the single reed, the fit of the fingers, the upward tilt of the golden bell, it was already 1842, and one gets the feeling it was also very late at night. There is something nocturnal about the sound, something literally horny, as some may have noticed on that historic date when the first odd notes wobbled out of his studio into the small, darkened town, summoning the insomniacs who were up waiting for the invention of jazz to their windows, but leaving the sleepers undisturbed, even deepening and warming the waters of their dreams. For this is not the valved instrument of waking, more the smoky voice of longing and loss, the porpoise cry of the subconscious. No one would ever think of blowing reveille on a tenor without irony. The men would only lie in their metal bunks, fingers twined behind their heads, afloat on pools of memory and desire. And when the time has come to rouse the dead, you will not see Gabriel clipping an alto around his numinous neck. An angel playing the world's last song on a glistening saxophone might be enough to lift them back into the light of earth, but really no farther. Once resurrected, they would only lie down in the long cemetery grass or lean alone against a lugubrious yew and let the music do the ascending, curling snakes charmed from their baskets, while they wait for the bright trumpet solo that will blow them all to kingdom come.
Billy Collins, from a CD called The Best Cigarette, published by Cielo Vivo, Small Good Press. The bad news is that CD is out of print. The good news is that you can download it for free at bestcigarette.us. When Freda Hyman read The Invention of the Saxophone, she liked it so much she thought, why not set it to music? Freda Hyman is the founder and director of Music in the Loft. It's an arts organization that produces a concert series in Chicago, spotlighting younger musicians and composers. Music in the Loft commissioned Pierre Jalbert.
This particular poem really struck me.
It was the musical imagery in the poem that appealed to Jalbert, who composed a piece for alto sax, piano, and spoken voice.
What happens actually during the piece is you start with the first stanza, and then the music starts. And from then on, the music keeps going, but every once in a while, it sort of recedes into the background.
The Invention of the Saxophone by Pierre Jalbert is about 12 minutes long. The saxophonist is Ashu. The pianist is Winston Choi. It begins with the narrator, Steve Robinson.
It was Adolf Sax, remember. Not Saxo Grammaticus, who gets the ovation. And by the time he had brought all the components together, the serpentine shape, the single reed, the fit of the fingers, the upward tilt of the golden bell, it was already 1842. And one gets the feeling that it was also very late at night.
Thank you.
is something nocturnal about the sound, something literally horny. As some may have noticed on that historic date, when the first odd notes wobbled out of his studio into the small, darkened town, summoning the insomniacs who were up waiting for the invention of jazz to their windows, but leaving the sleepers undisturbed, even deepening and warming the waters of their dreams. This is not the valved instrument of waking, more the smoky voice of longing and loss, the porpoise cry of the subconscious. No one would ever think of blowing reveille on a tenor without irony. The men would only lie in their metal bunks, fingers twined behind their heads, afloat on pools of memory and desire. Thank you. And when the time has come to rouse the dead, you will not see Gabriel clipping an alto around his numinous neck, an angel playing in the world's last song on a glistening saxophone might be enough to lift them back into the light of earth, but really no farther. Once resurrected, they would only lie down in the long cemetery grass or lean alone against a lugubrious yew and let the music do the ascending, curling snakes charmed from their baskets while they wait for the shrill trumpet solo that will blow them all to kingdom.
That was Pierre Jalbert's The Invention of the Saxophone, a setting of the Billy Collins poem of the same name. The narrator was Steve Robinson, Ashu was the saxophonist, and Winston Choi was the pianist. It was commissioned by Freda Hymond and Music in the Loft. Freda Hymond is not stopping with this one piece. She has commissioned more composers to set other Billy Collins poems. The Billy Collins Suite will debut in Chicago in 2008 and then be recorded for a CD. For more information, go to musicintheloft.org. The Invention of the Saxophone was first published in The Art of Drowning from the University of Pittsburgh Press. You can read more poetry by Billy Collins on our website, poetryfoundation.org, where you'll also find poems from hundreds of other poets, more audio poetry and podcasts, feature articles, learning guides, and lots, lots more. Do let us know what you think of this program, where our motto is,
"There is something nocturnal about the sound, something literally horny."
Our email address is podcast@poetryfoundation.org. The music used in this program comes from the Claudia Quintet. For the poetryfoundation.org podcast, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.